This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can get in touch with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan and Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bostic with us until 9 o'clock, and he's brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. Simple question here, Pat. Russell Wilson, full participant in practice yesterday. Would you start him at quarterback against the Las Vegas Raiders?
I probably would.
No!
But I don't think they will, based on what Jeff has said. I think that they would probably lean on the side of caution, err to the side of caution in terms of bringing him back slower, and giving him an opportunity to practice with the ones. That being said, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe in terms of what they're going to do. There's just a whole lot of smoke screening going on with a lot of things with that team right now, and nothing would surprise me, but I think what we've seen from Justin Fields is, and I don't think he's played poorly per se, but he hasn't necessarily improved on a week-to-week basis. And I heard you say this the other day when you were on Solo, like, success isn't linear, but mistakes being made repeatedly are not an indication of improvement. And his QBR is 48. I mean, that's exactly where he's been his whole career. It just, they have put him in a box, essentially, and not allowed him to make as many mistakes as he had to make in Chicago. And I'm not sure what would happen if they open. I mean, at this point, I know the discussions about paying him at the end of the year. Like, you're kind of at a fork in the road as an organization. Like, if you're going to play him, I would say this. Cut him loose. You know you got a veteran behind him now that's ready to play. Cut him loose, see what happens. If it's bad, it's bad, and you know what you got. If not, you're kind of perpetuating this unknown. So I think Fields will start, and how the game goes will dictate whether Wilson plays. But I do think Wilson starts games this year.
See, like, that's where I've been wrestling with, and I think I've asked the question a couple times. Like, are we in a situation where we're watching these games underneath Fields, with Fields being the quarterback and Arthur Smith being the offensive coordinator? Are they hiding him and protecting him from some of the things that he used to do, or is he getting better from the things that he used to do? And I still don't really have an answer. I don't know if we'll ever get an answer because we're not there. But it may be a combination of both, but I am actually leaning towards the fact that they are protecting him, kind of like they did with Kenny. Put the handcuffs on so they don't, you know, put the ball in harm's way. And that just tells me that they're waiting for an actual quarterback where they don't have to do that, where they can trust. I don't think they trust him at all. I really don't. Like, it just doesn't seem like, maybe Arthur Smith does, but I think from the head man, I think that those conversations are, I don't trust him yet. So then, you know, if he says he doesn't trust him, then Arthur Smith can't trust him. And the game plan has to be, you know, kind of coddled a little bit going into each game and then give him a little piece here and there. But I think that with Russ, like, they can exhale in a way, even if they don't even know Russ is going to be good or not, but they can exhale to the fact that they can trust him immediately.
That's why I think we agreed that it was never really a competition because, frankly, they probably didn't trust Justin Fields.
Mm-mm.
And now Justin Fields has fumbled five times, and they've got really good fumble luck, actually. When they did let him go against Indianapolis, and he's throwing the ball all over the place and got them back into the game, the three straight scoring drives were bookended by two horrendous plays. The 22-yard sack, which looked an awful lot like what he was doing in Chicago. And I want to see Fields keep playing, by the way. And then the fumbled snap, which he took full responsibility for. That thwarted their chance to win the game. I think they probably go down the field and score and either take it to overtime or win the game if that doesn't happen. But it did happen, and that's on him. I think they can get production out of Russell Wilson without telling him you need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
They just imagine. They just assume.
He's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
This looks an awful lot like Kenny, though. I mean, Kenny, fourth quarter Kenny. If Kenny comes back whenever they need him to do it. You know, I mean, with Justin Fields against, you know, Indianapolis, that just looked so much like Kenny. And that just tells me that it's like, all right, you got all these new faces. Where's that coming from? Where's that coming from? Oh, you're going to open it up now because you're behind and then, you know, the ball starts moving. It's kind of how Kenny operated. I'm not saying that Kenny's better than Justin Fields. I'm not saying that Justin Fields has put together complete games in the first quarter, at least, in the second quarter, and Kenny didn't do that.
Right.
But it just seemed very, very odd timing of, oh, you're going to open it up whenever you're behind. That's kind of how they operated with Kenny as well.
Do you agree with Pat that they should open it up from the start? We kind of touched on that a little bit yesterday. Me too.
What do you have to lose?
I agree.
I mean, I don't think they have anything necessarily to lose. I mean, I'd like to see Roman Wilson get in there as well.
Do you think he's ready, though, as a young receiver, rookie receiver that doesn't
have any
reps?
More ready than Van Jefferson is in terms of getting open. Like, I'd like to see somebody put draft stock and capital in play if he's ready to play. But there's just, I guess I would say if you did a blind test of what you would say Justin Fields has done well and what Kenny did well, they're virtually the same thing. They haven't turned the ball over. Right? They protected the ball. Well, Justin Fields has fumbled three times in five games and fumbled twice more that he recovered himself. He has 19 fumbles in four seasons.
Yeah.
As a quarterback. He's been sacked 13 times this year in five games. 13 times. And mobility is supposed to be his strength. He's more athletic. He's averaging 3.6 yards per carry. And the running quarterback sweeps on the goal line, and he's getting killed. Like, there's just, this is more than a him problem for them on offense. But he hasn't exactly been an eraser for this offense either.
I do think he's been their best offensive player, though. He has not been an eraser. He's not that good. Hasn't shown to be that good. But I do think he's the one thing in the offense that has provided them jolts when they need it. Like, their number one wide receiver is not playing like a number one wide receiver. They don't have anybody else. Their running back stinks. The other two guys aren't healthy.
You know who their best offensive player is if he's healthy?
James Daniels.
Jalen Warren.
I agree with that, yeah. In terms of skill position,
a pretty wide margin.
Mm-hmm. What does that do for Justin Fields?
I think, again, I'm just looking schematically. Like, if I got Justin Fields and I have Jalen Warren and I have Calvin Austin, and I thought this last year, like, why are you not? And their offseason, how they handled themselves in the offseason would not, you know, does not reflect moving this direction. But why are you not in more 11 personnel and, you know, spreading things out and RPOing and doing some of that stuff? Like, they're in two tight ends, three tight ends, with James Washington, who's effectively a tackle, but is talented enough, and can't, and Connor Hayward. Like, I think Connor Hayward's a really good player. He's not a tight end in the National Football League. He's not. If that's Pat Freiermuth on the H League, it's a walk-in touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6-7 inches taller than him,
mm-hmm.
6 inches taller than him. But, like, and I'm not, again, it's not the short thing, but it's like you're throwing three tight ends on the field. It doesn't accentuate your quarterback's strength. It condenses the box. It doesn't allow for him to do what he does best. And Calvin Austin's been one of their more dynamic players in the first five games, quite frankly. That's not saying a whole hell of a lot.
No, because it was basically all in one game.
Yeah, but he gives you a punt return. He scores a touchdown on a pass. Like, give me someone that can make an explosive play. Like, they're having a string 10, 12, 13 play drives. That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
So what we're saying here is Russell Wilson's not going to be a cure-all to all the things that ail him offensively.
I think he's better at playing under center. I think he's more used to it. I think he understands probably the run game better, but I don't think he gives them an added dimension in any way outside of more familiarity with this type of offense and probably more efficiency, which is exactly what Mike Tomlin wants out of this offense.
I want to ask you next, and then we'll get into college football at the bottom of the hour. All right, if Fields stinks for the first half, do you play Russell Wilson? So we'll get, did I say that right? I did say that right. We'll get to that next. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, South Hills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Kia.net. All right, text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Going to continue to talk to Pat Bostic, who's our guest until 9 o'clock, about the Steelers quarterback situation, but breaking news, and it derails everything here. Doran and I just found out, and Doran is, you've lost your mind on this.
I'm messed up right now.
Nick Saban, 5'6".
Are you kidding me?
5'6" for the GOAT.
5'6"?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even look at him.
He's 5'6".
You said that you walked past him.
I walked past him at the Heisman ceremony up in New York City when
Kenny
was up there, and he was up to my shoulder.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, wow. Cause he's the most powerful person in college football.
I can't believe this.
5'6". Doing a good job on college game
day. He's phenomenal.
He's outstanding.
How much do you think they wanted to give him his office back on Monday at Tuscaloosa?
How many emails?
Did you hear what he said, though? He said a couple weeks ago, the only place that's not hard to play in the SEC is Vanderbilt.
Yep. They played that at the end of the game on the Jumbotron. Oh.
They did. I love college football.
It's the best.
They selling up pieces of that goalpost to pay for the fine.
Well, at Cincinnati, they play the audio of Narduzzi saying it's not that loud at Cincinnati. Remember that?
I do.
During the game?
I
love it. Pettiness, just go for it.
Speaking of pettiness, and we'll get back to the Steelers quarterback conversation, but while we're here, James Franklin. Need a little longer runway there, Mr. 1-0 every week? Just real quick, because I'm sure you guys have thoughts on this too. My guys, Been playing in the Big 12 for a decade. Got to fly. Closest place we played for a long time is Ames, Iowa. Got to drive to Pittsburgh to fly out. Got to drive to Bridgeport, a couple hours away, to fly out. You ain't ever heard Neil Brown bitch. Now, leaves a lot to be desired in other places.
It's an hour and 29 minutes to Harrisburg.
Get over yourself. You are part of the problem, James, where institutions such as Penn State want these super conferences, want to get a bigger slice of the pie. Guess who pays the big slices of the pie, you jackass? It's the TV networks. It's Fox. Why are you playing all your games at noon and complaining about whiteouts? Oh, we got to do a fake whiteout because our other whiteout's at noon. He won't shut up about that. You're playing at noon because of TV. You want to do that to take the money because you think you're better than everybody else. You want your conference to change and shift because you think you're better than everybody else. You want more money. So you can't bitch then about the runway being short, too short.
State college.
It's state college.
Is he essentially calling out the university by not paying
for it? He's calling out the airport, I would imagine.
The airport?
Yeah, which is like...
Who would pay for it?
I mean, Penn State could give him the money tomorrow.
Right. That's what I think he was doing.
Lengthen the runway. Well, yeah.
Give us a runway.
How about you think about that in the offseason? I mean,
yeah, like
hey,
you didn't know you were going to USC.
We're going to USC, guys. Like, this isn't going to work. But oh, by the way, it's an hour and 29 minutes to Harrisburg. Like, you guys have, West Virginia's got to bus up to Pittsburgh to fly out,
we
right?
We do it all the time. That's college sports today. Get used to it, dude. You'll be fine.
You know it's going to happen.
They're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to lose, and that's going to be his excuse.
They're going to lose because he's already made it an excuse.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you're Mr. 1-0 every week, and every team's Akron, kind of the whole nameless gray face thing, don't give your team reason to complain. What you should be saying, James, is, yeah, we got to fly out to California. It's a flight. We've been on buses before. We played high school football, all of us.
Are they going out Thursday? Did I see that?
I don't know, but they probably
going
should.
Out, I think they're going out Thursday.
Today?
Yeah, they got to recover from that extra hour and a half long bus ride.
What's Cal doing?
I feel like they're overthinking it a little bit.
Is Cal going out tomorrow or today, you know?
I have no idea. I would imagine they're coming in today, but they've done this before. They went and played at Florida State, and they played at Auburn. So those are, you know, the central and eastern time zones. So they're kind of, their plan's pretty ironed out.
Uh-huh.
They're not complaining about the runway, I can tell you that much.
Virginia Tech flew out, Stanford took care of business. Miami flew out to Cal. Bumpy, little turbulence in the game, have to come back from 25 down, win the game.
Yeah.
And they played at like midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Penn State's got to go play a 3:30 game at USC. This is the game that conference realignment was built for. You've got Ohio State and Oregon this weekend. That's why the TV networks have done it. And now you're a fixture in that Penn State. You want to be a brand? Go beat a brand. We need a longer runway. Get the hell out of here. Longer runway. So typical.
Typical.
It just did. Now I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
The seat won't recline in front of me. Feeling uncomfortable. Probably going to lose because I'm not getting enough peanuts on the plane.
Yes.
Probably not getting enough peanuts. I'm going to have to watch Rush Hour 3 as the in-flight movie. Yeah.
Or the Rush Hour
back
series.
Back to back to back.
We can't pick a different movie. We don't want to watch Jackie Chan.
I want to watch Sister Act, and I only got Jackie Chan's
ass. Hey, if any of those guys are listening, you should watch the Vince McMahon special on Netflix. That's what you should watch. I'm into it.
I told you.
Into it. Trying to change the subject here. You just napalmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't stop, so thank you for doing that.
We're going to get the brunt of it. Watch on social media. Be
yeah, that was all.
Pick guys, you're yelling at
me. That was all me.
That was all the mountaineering dude.
Mm-hmm. That was all me. Right here. I'll wear it. I'll own it. Cal leaving Friday, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's an advantage, no doubt, to play a home game when you're traveling multiple time zones. There's just no question about it. But that's what it is. You want it's football. Play between the white lines. Get it done. They don't want to hear excuses.
God, I love college football.
It's good.
A lot of great college games this weekend. A lot of great NFL games this weekend. We'll go all over as many as we can over the next 30 minutes. Still do want to ask Pat a question about the Steelers quarterback situation, so we will do that. Coming up next, Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. Before I forget, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Would you rather go to an Irish pub called Aidan O'Connell or Rutger McGroarty's? All right, we'll get back to some of this weekend's big-time college and NFL games in a few moments, including Pitt's battle against Cal at home, 3:30. You can hear it right here on 93.7 The Fan this Saturday. All right, Justin Fields likely to start this game. We've been saying it all week. Hathorn was on earlier. He said 5 to 10% chance that Russell Wilson will be the guy on Sunday. So let's say it is Fields, and we've talked about this, Doran, haven't got Pat's thoughts on it yet. If he stinks, do you go with Russell Wilson in the second half? Is he over there texting, not paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to Doran.
You pulled a big time Starkey there.
Yeah, he did.
Mulsey's complained about that. He'd go on this long rant, and then Starkey would look at him like 3 minutes later. I wasn't listening. If Field starts, would you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they went out and got Russ and named him captain, and I just, unless it's all for show, which it may be.
Do you think that's the best chance for him to succeed? And do you think that that's good for Field's psyche? Because that's where I am. Like, if I'm going with Russ, I'm going with him at the start of a game. And if I'm giving Fields one more shot, I'm letting him finish the game.
I don't think that. I mean, I think their situation's good. I think it's far from great. I don't think this entire process has been great for Field's psyche. You know, he's been. Every week, it's, is he your guy, and we're not ready to make that call yet, and, you know, he could win the job, and then it makes every week kind of a make or break, which mm-hmm. that's how the NFL is, but you don't need to say that out loud. And the whole thing with Russ is like this budding drama that's, it hasn't surfaced yet, and I think Russ has actually handled things weirdly, but really well. You know, fully dressed as an inactive player. You know, all the things that he's doing, but he hasn't, you haven't seen him whine or complain. He's been positive. And I think that offense is looking for a leader because they don't have one. They do not have a leader on that offense.
How do you think the relationship between Russ and Justin is?
I think it's fine. I think just,
if you were Russ, would you go out of your way to help the backup quarterback that could possibly take your job?
Yeah, I'd help. I mean, we're trying to win. You know, ultimately, does it suck? Yeah, but you're trying to win. And I think that they made a lot of changes to that position in the offseason. I think they're in a better spot, but it still ain't great. And I do think they made some promises to Russ that are ultimately, you know, you've got a player that's, I mean, he's got a Walter Payton Man of the Year tag on his jersey. And if you do wrong by him, who I know his situation in Denver wasn't great, but he's, aside from some, you know, some clickbait here and there, is very widely respected as a player. You do wrong by him, you've got bigger issues. It'd be one thing if Fields was out there playing like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. He's not. And this offense isn't humming. Ain't much better than last year. So I think if he plays poorly, they put Russ in, yeah.
You already got tumult with the number one wide receiver who's not playing like a number one and he's acting like a baby. And now you got this quarterback drama. You can't put it off any longer. I mean, I wouldn't do it mid-game, but if Fields doesn't play well and you've got Russ clearly ready, dresses as the backup this week, if you don't go with him in the following week, and let's say you're 3-3, I think you will lose some guys.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time the Steelers didn't have drama?
I don't remember much in 05.
Serious.
Been 19 years.
And I know we live here, so we tend to separate yourself. I mean, head coach, I'm not talking head coach, like, drama. Like, you look at the Eagles right now, relationship between Hurts and Sirianni. They've had that kind of drama every year here. So, like, they're used to it. It's almost like they're
immune
to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're impervious. They're just, this is just how it is. And they just sail on.
Which they could have gotten out of their way a bunch of times. I mean, they could have gotten out of their way with this quarterback situation and put it to bed by putting Russ on IR. Like, he's been out for 6 weeks. You could have put him on short-term IR.
Yep.
He'd have been an afterthought. Nobody would have thought about him until he was off IR. And Justin would have thought about him and maybe looking over his shoulder every day. I mean, that all this stuff matters. I don't know why they didn't do that. They could have, you know, even in the press conferences, as we talked about yesterday, the whole speculative and speculation. Like, you're creating this speculation.
Yep.
Like, we're only speculating because you're telling us one thing and we're seeing and believing another thing.
You nailed it week two. Week two. Put Russ on IR. Yeah. You get 4 weeks designated to return. 3 weeks he can return anytime in that window. So you could have 7 weeks if you want it. It could just be 4 weeks if you want it. And no questions get asked. Who's starting a quarterback this week? Not one. Not one. And instead, now he's defending a wide receiver, talking about load management. Tomlin's done a bad job with the messaging this year. And usually I think that's one of the better things he does. He's doing a bad job with it this year. And now you're losing football.
I think it kind of started at the end of last year, quite frankly.
With the Kenny stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it just, there's this air of just kind of unknown around. Like, I don't know if you walk into that, unless you're on the defensive side of the ball, I don't know if you walk into that building knowing where you stand.
That's what Justin was trying to say after the game.
Every day. Like, I don't think you walk in knowing where you stand or having an honest, you're living in limbo. And it's hard to play fast and confident when you're living in limbo. Whereas if they just told Justin, we're going to IR Russ and he's our starter, you're going to play, you're our starter for the next 4 weeks. Boom. Okay.
And on the flip side, Russ Wilson's thinking this whole time, I'm ready to play. I feel okay. My calf's all right. You cleared me 2 weeks ago, according to Jerry Dulac. So he's questioning.
If he's on IR, it's not a story.
Right.
The point is completely moot at that point.
And you know what? They kind of need extra roster spots right now, too. And that's another issue. It's a totally separate issue. Jeff said it when we talked to him at 7:35, that what they got right now is what they got because it's Thursday and it's too late to make roster moves. Why did they make none earlier in the week with all this injury stuff, too?
Don't know. They want to win with the guys that they have. It's weird.
Like some guy that Jeff had to ask, how do you say your name?
Right.
That can't be good.
Mm-mm.
That can't be good.
Mm-mm.
And then you got Charles Johnson. What's his name? The wide receiver who dressed last week?
Brandon.
Brandon Johnson didn't play one single special team snap. Not one. He gets a helmet before Roman Wilson? A lot of stuff they're doing right now doesn't make sense.
Mm.
And everything Pitt's doing right now does seem to make sense. They got a big one against Cal this week, and we'll talk about that. And I'll list off some of the other big-time games, and we'll pick our favorite. You got your headphones on, Bostic?
I do. I love this music.
I know you love this music. You're going to love this.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Callus in the 540 segment this morning.
I gotta make them. They come. I can't speak this.
So we are off to a rip-roaring start. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, guys, how are we feeling about Pitt this weekend against the California Golden Bears?
I feel great. I think it's the best team Pitt's played so far. No offense, Mr. Crowley. They're well-tested. They've played Auburn. They played Florida State. They played Miami. They got to come across the coast. It's going to be beautiful weather. We need a great crowd. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good college football game and a beautiful day for it.
As Pat alerted me, they're very multiple in defense, and they like to switch in and out of different packages, different types of defenses, and that's going to be hard to do against a high-powered and high-paced, fast-paced offense that Pitt does bring to the table. And, you know, it's little, but it doesn't matter, the travel. They are used to it, but, you know, having to cross the time zones and, you know, they're getting in tomorrow. You just hope that could be in Pitt's favor, but it is going to be beautiful. And, you know, Pitt understands that they have every single week is going to be a challenge from here on out. Every week. Every week is going to be a challenge, except for next week whenever they're off. But every game is going to be a challenge. And, you know, like they say, take it 1-0 and one game at a time.
You think Cal's runway's long enough to get him here?
Should be.
Yeah.
You don't think they'll have a connecting flight in like Chicago, something like that?
I think so. They're going to have the full gas tank and, man, their defense is on the field for 92 plays against Miami. And they, you know how many plays Cal had on offense? 52.
Wow.
Not a great recipe. This football segment, College and Pro, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. I'm gonna list off some college games, guys, and I want you to tell me which one has piques your interest the most. Texas, number one in the country, taking on Oklahoma, Red River rivalry. Penn State, USC. Number two, Ohio State v. number three, Oregon. Number nine, Ole Miss versus number 13, LSU. Love the way that worked out. Which of those games interests you the most?
All of them.
It's a great weekend.
It really is.
You know, there's something about Texas-Oklahoma that I love that game. And I think Texas is for real. But this will be, I think, the most skilled team they've played to date. And I think that'll be, I think they have too much offense, though. Ohio State, Oregon, interesting. Man.
They're finally playing someone.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about
Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oregon already played Boise. Boise's pretty good.
I know.
They've had their battles. This is the first time I think Ohio State gets tested.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel's on his 18th school.
Yeah. Yes.
He was a quarterback at Oklahoma last year.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I think Oregon beats Ohio State.
I like Penn State, USC. I was talking to my buddy Jay Woodward, who golfed at Penn State, and then he coached golf at West Virginia, so he's got like ties to both. He cheers for both, and he was saying, and I'm not saying
he's your buddy.
He was, I know. he was saying this, that Penn State is good, they're not great, and he truly believes that.
USC's not good.
And they're not good, but I think he thinks that Penn State's going to stub their toe, so I take his word for it. So I do want to see Penn State go against a decent football team and see how they stack up whenever their backs are against the wall and they have to drive to Harrisburg to...
Lincoln Riley's lost 7 of his last 12 games.
And he did it with a Heisman quarterback in Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I have a good buddy that's a big Oklahoma fan, and he's loving it. Lincoln Riley is.
Oh, because they were on a razor's edge, man. They were all jumping off of whatever they could jump off of, because that does not happen to OU.
Right.
These big schools, they generally don't have their coach leave. Notre Dame, same thing with Brian Kelly. Kind of a slap in the face from a reality standpoint. We'll talk about some of the NFL games later on in the show. Pat, this was fun, as always, buddy.
I enjoy you having me. Thank you.
Have a good call on Saturday.
I can't wait. It'll be fun.
I'll see you Saturday.
See you, dude.
All right, coming up next, Penguins lose, and we're not going to spend the whole segment talking about just one of 82 Penguins games, but kind of a bigger look at Pittsburgh pro sports. Last night was a slap in the face. And a dousing of cold water. We'll explain, we'll discuss, we might cry when we come back. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 62.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.